Greetings to you all on World Press Freedom Day. I'd like to pay tribute to the journalists of South Sudan and the media around the world for the important contribution that they make to peace, justice and democracy. The media is often the voice of the people, speaking out for those who can't speak for themselves. Journalists are responsible for telling the truth and holding us all to account for our actions through honest, fair and balanced reporting. Their efforts are also particularly important in South Sudan for countering hate speech, which is driving an increase in ethnic and gender-based violence. It's not an easy job. It comes with huge risks to themselves, their colleagues, and even to their families. And too often these days, journalists are being prevented from doing their jobs, are being threatened and killed. Many journalists have lost their lives in South Sudan, including John Gatluik, who was killed during the violence in July last year. Others were raped and abused in the same incident. These actions should be condemned by us all. They also include some journalists from the UN. We have a journalist who has been detained, and many others have been detained and are still being held in detention right now. It's been reported that the government has just shut down Al Jazeera English, and journalists from outside of South Sudan are being denied entry to the country. Every democracy needs to protect freedom of the press. The message that the press brings might not be those that are complementary to us, but their message is important all the same. There is an old saying that sunlight is the best disinfectant, essentially that transparency is the best way of exposing corruption and wrongdoing. The media is a vital contributor to the shining of that light on us all. We thank you all today for your efforts on World Press Freedom Day. Thank you.